So I'm Kathy Benner, passive income coach, and this is Build a Better Business. And today we're talking about our bread and butter offer, that third base offer. And we're going to reverse engineer that a little bit. So Danielle is in the audience. Danielle, let us know where you're from. I'm in the Columbus, Ohio area, just outside of Columbus in Canal Winchester. And Sherry is in the car. And Sherry, tell us where you're coming to us from.
I am currently in Leesport, Pennsylvania. I am headed back to my house in Hamburg.
Okay. And Danielle says she is Philadelphia. And Linda, where are you coming to us from?
I am just outside Pittsburgh in Washington, PA, near the Ohio border.
Okay. And you are in a coffee shop this morning. So that's why Linda is hiding behind her beautiful picture there.
Yes, ma'am. With a ball cap, let me just say.
Hey, it's all good.
No, Pennsylvania. Wow. Yes. We finally beat Ohio.
I know. I see that. Okay. Well, I am excited today because we're going to talk about our core offer, which is our third base offer. And again, if Danielle, if you've not been with us before, I'm just going to run through the series on where we are today. The first thing that we decided was, what is our VPS, our value proposition statement? What is our promise to our audience? What are we bringing? I'm a passive income coach, so I'm helping folks create passive income so that they can make their day job optional. And so that's my promise to my audience, is that I help you create that. Then we talk in the second month, we talk about storytelling, because your story is going to be the cornerstone of everything that you do. You're always going to go back to your story. I am now invited to be on a panel this week to talk about what I do, and I don't have to prep for it because I'm just going to tell my story. And so your story is always there. We won't go down into the weeds with that today, but your story is going to be the cornerstone of what you're doing and why. And then your serving is selling. Once you know what your story is and what your promise is to your audience, then you want to find some influencers that are in the same, they have the same audience that you're looking for, and then just kind of serve them and show up and, you know, help whatever they're missing. You can help provide, and all of a sudden they're pulling you up on stage, and all of a sudden their audience is your audience. And so it's an easy way to borrow someone's audience to sell your own products and services. And of course, then you have to have some place to send these folks once they start connecting with you. So we recommend, of course, you have a website. And on your website, you want to just give all of your clients and customers a system. We all like systems. Somebody will say, you know, oh, lose weight. You know, okay, well, what does that mean? I want to lose weight. But if they can spell it out and say, well, if you do A first, and then you do B, and then you do C, and then you'll get some results. And so we're all looking for that system. And systems will sell something faster than anything else that you can do, is to put it into a system, put it into a step-by-step process. And so with that, we then talk about, what is your free offer or your first base? That's part of your system. Step number one, where do you want folks to just kind of be able to check out what it is that you do? Kind of like the Jimmy Dean sausage thing, you know, when you go to Costco and the lady's handing you the sausage and you end up walking out with, you know, two packs because you tried it and you liked it. And so you have to have a place where folks can try something that you're offering and see if they're going to like it. And then you take them, of course, to your second base, which is your mid-level offer, where they have a little bit of expense, but not much. They're still kind of trying you out, but they're willing to spend some money to try out something. And again, I don't know about you, but when you're scrolling all around there on Facebook or wherever you like to scroll around, and you see something that is you're kind of interested in, or you've been interested in, and the price is something that doesn't hurt the pocketbook too much, you're like, yeah, I'm going to try it. Because if it doesn't work out, I didn't spend a lot, but I gave it a go. And so there's that whole mid-level. And then, of course, you get to your core offer. Now, your core offer, and that's what we're talking about today, is your bread and butter. So that's where we're going to start with today. And we're going to reverse engineer it backward. And then once you get past your core offer, then you have your home run. What is that offer that somebody might purchase from you that makes you go out and celebrate and go, whoop, having a glass of champagne tonight. I sold one of the big ones, you know. It's where the real estate person sells, you know, the $2.5 million house. They're going to go celebrate. And so this is something that maybe doesn't happen all the time, but it happens enough that it's a good celebration for you. But you're not building your business on this home run. You're building your business on your third base bread and butter. And then, of course, after that, we talk about some ways that you can celebrate with your team or with your tribe. And then how can you point folks back to all of those services? So we talk about you can do blogging, you can do podcasting, you can do public speaking, you can do social media, and all of those things then point back to those products and services. So for today, and Danielle said this is her first time, so that was a great overview that I just gave of everything that we're talking about. And so for today, I'm going to share my screen and I'm going to show you just exactly what it looks like for my business. And then, of course, you can kind of tailor make this for your business. So this is what, and I have to go to the top, this is what my website looks like. And I have to move some of our faces out of the way. So this is what the website looks like. And as you come down the website, you'll see that I have all of my systems in place. So right at the top here, I have, you know, would you like a 30-minute coffee chat with Kathy? And that's free. Again, that's one of my free offers at the very beginning, my first base. And this is a great graphic because here is the complimentary call and the free meetup. Today, you're on a free meetup. So you are in the first base offers right here. Then my second base is the courses. And so you can learn everything from health to wealth. And then of course, my third base or my bread and butter is the masterminds because it is a membership community. And then of course, I go onto my home run, which is my one-on-one coaching. And then we celebrate with the freestyle living trips. And any of these, you can see the arrows go both ways. Anybody can tap in at any level and become part of the tribe. Because if all you do is the strategy call, you're still a part of the tribe. If all you do is the one-on-one coaching, you're still a part of the tribe. I have a couple of gals that all they do is the tribe trips, and they're still a part of the tribe. Okay. So you can create your bases or your home runs right there on a graphic. It really helps your audience to see what you're all about. So step one is attend a free meetup. And of course, that's where you are today. You can decide what you want your step one to be for your business. Where can your folks get to know you, get to meet you, get to hear you, get to see what you are about? And of course, then I always put here about, you know, the free meetups and eBooks. They can click and it takes you right over. I'm going to show you what it looks like on the other end, on what I call the back end. Step two then is to buy the courses. I've got a whole bunch of courses and they're all types of topics. And it says to be sure, though, that if you do the membership site, which is step three, that you get the course for free. And so then there's a button where they can browse a list of courses. And then, of course, step three, this is the mastermind group, and they get the course included if they buy this. And there's a button to take them over there. And then, of course, the home run, which is my one-on-one coaching. And then we can celebrate with the tribe trips. So you can see that's the system that I take all of my clients through. And then I just put a little blurb in there about meeting me, but then I start pointing folks back to it. So if they want to read my book, they can click through. If they want to listen to my podcast, they can click through. If they want to look at the blog, they can click through. If they want to look at all of my calendar of events, and if they want to look at our speakers cabinet or how we're giving in the community. And all of these are things to advertise what it is that I'm doing. Okay. And then from there, I put some kudos here. This is where some gals have given me some nice kudos. And then my certifications are at the bottom. A lot of folks I see, they start and they put their certifications at the top, and it makes their audience say, oh, good for you. I'm glad you've got all of that. And so I want it to be all about my client first and about me at the bottom. Now, this is what it looks like at the back of the house. If they wanted to click through, it kind of gives them the same format. It gives the free meetup, the course, and then the mastermind and course bundle. And I have a lane called health and wellness. Then I have a lane called real estate investors. And again, think about what you can do for your audience. What products and services are you bringing to your audience in your business? And then I've got a couple of different courses here on real estate, but then it goes into entrepreneurs and solopreneurs. And here's where we are today. This is the free meetup for Build a Better Business. Then we have another entrepreneur, solopreneur on creating a mastermind or a masterclass. And then finally it goes into authors and writers, because these are subjects that I'm interested in, that I wanted to teach about. And so I put it in a system and in a format. All of them have the same, the free meetup, the course, and then the mastermind. And then we have the networking and connecting at the bottom. And then finally the speaker's cabinet under that. And then I have some freebies down here. I have like an ebook, a couple of ebooks, and then my calendar of events is down there again. So I'm going to stop sharing and ask any questions as we go along. But what I want to know, and here's what we're going to do, is we're going to reverse engineer. I want you to be thinking about what is the number one thing that either A, you really, really, really like to do, or B, it brings you the most money. Now, for me, I reverse engineered that and said, I wanted to have a membership site, because the membership site, just like the fitness club that we all probably have joined at one time or another and never go, anybody else guilty of that except me? But you pay every month, it comes out of your account every month, because you keep thinking, I'm going to do that. I'm going to go. So I don't want to, you know, cancel that yet, because I'm going to go. And you may go. And, or you may not. And at some point you might decide, I'm not ever going to use that. I really do need to cancel that. But that is how you build a business, because not everyone is going to cancel the same month. And so you'll have two join and one cancel and three join and a couple cancel. And so your income kind of does this in the middle. It's not like somebody bought a coaching package, nobody bought a coaching package. Somebody bought a coaching package, nobody bought a coaching package. So you're not feast and famine. It levels out your income a little bit. Now, I teach that in everything that you do. I also teach real estate investing, and I teach the same thing. Don't put all your eggs in the same basket. If you're going to do real estate, make sure that you diversify so that your rental income does this. It's not like it's rented, it's empty. So anyway, that's the concept. It's just try to come up with what you want your core offer, your third base, your bread and butter. What is it that will bring you the most income for the least amount of work? Or even if it is a lot of work, something that you love to do. So I'll give you another example. Back in the day when I was in the salon industry, which is what I retired from, my bread and butter was my pink and white acrylic nails. I did acrylic nails. And so the pink and whites were my bread and butter. I attracted a lot of professional women over the years, and they love to wear those pink and white nails. And all of you on this call are gals, so you'll get that. Because the pink and whites, you didn't have to wear polish. They didn't have to worry about polish chipping. If the nail grew out, it didn't show as much. So you get it. So that was their go-to, was pink and whites. And so I made a decision early on in my nail career that I was going to be the best pink and white acrylic nail girl in the city. And I had that reputation. And so everyone that came to me were like, we hear you're the best at the pink and whites. We want pink and white nails. And so I did those whitener, pink and whites. I did those, and that was my specialty, and that was my bread and butter. So I never discounted the pink and white acrylic nail balances, because the gals that wore acrylics, if you've ever worn acrylics, have to come back every 2 to 3 weeks to get a balance. And that was my bread and butter. It was guaranteed repeat business. And I had the same gals. I was in the business for 25 years. Some of my gals were with me the entire 25 years. The entire 25 years, they were clients. And they just continually came every 2 to 3 weeks and got their nails balanced. And so I could build a business on that, because it wasn't likely that 100 customers would all walk out the door at the same time. So I'd have a customer that would say, you know, I'm going to take my nails off. I'm going to retire. And that's one expense I don't want to have anymore. And so I would lose a client, but then I would gain a couple more, and then I would lose one, and I would get three, and then I would lose a couple, and then I would get four. And so my income was like this. So I never discounted those pink and whites, because that was my bread and butter. Now, I could give away a free set because if I gave away a free set, if somebody said, hey, we're doing a raffle, Kathy, do you want to put something in the raffle? I'd say, yeah, I'll give away a free set of nails. And everybody would be like, wow, that's your biggest ticket. Well, it was, but once I put that full set of nails on a gal that maybe never had nails on before, guess what? Now she had to come back every 2 to 3 weeks for the next 10 years, if she's going to wear them that long, and get her balances. And so it was a great marketing tool for me. And it was perfect for me to give away a free set because it actually brought in more business for that every 2 to 3 week customer that would be with me forever. So I hope you're getting the idea of what I'm talking about. And so I want to go over to Sherry first. And Sherry, I didn't make you my co-mod yet. So let me do that. So just in case, and I know you're out traveling in the car, but anyhow, give me an idea of what your main bread and butter offer is. If you had to kind of, you know, put everything together as to what would either make you the most money for the least amount of work, or what is it that you love, 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 love to do that you could just do a ton of it because you love it. What would that be, Sherry? And I see Sherry is walking in her house.
Yeah, walking in the house in the dark. I'm trying to get to the office.
Okay.
So that you can actually see me. Okay. So my thing is a course. My course takes about 12 weeks to go through the course. And we've been doing a lot of restructuring of how the course is delivered. I'm also going to have a membership site. The membership site is not necessarily dependent on the course. So I'm going to pull people in on the membership site, bring them to the third base offer, which is the certification course.
Okay.
And then my grand slam is when I can go out and speak and sell a bunch of those courses.
Okay. Okay. So the course itself is going to be your third base offer. So if you reverse engineer that, and say, this is where I want to drive everyone to this offer. So now if you're going to do a reverse engineering of that, you have to ask yourself, what's the step leading up to that, which I think you said was your membership site. And so what is the step before that, that would get them into the membership site?
My podcast.
Okay. So your first base is going to be a podcast. Your second base is going to be
the membership,
and then your third base or your core, your bread and butter, then is going to be this certification course. Now, right. Do they have to get certified every so often, or is this a one-time certification?
One-time certification. So that's been a lot of where my ups and downs have been, is because I need to get that a little bit more steady, and I've been playing around with different varieties of ways to get that feeling a little more steady. But what I've also been learning, and you had asked me what I've been doing. So some of what's happening in my life is my podcast is going to have a concentrated episode release in August. It's called the Emotional Kids Summit. So I've been interviewing all kinds of guests for the podcast. And in exchange for this, we're going into a companion course. And in the companion courses where they are able to provide more resources, they can even have a paid product that's included in the course. And then I've put together a whole bunch of my stuff, which it probably totals about $1,000. And they can get it depending on when they purchase it, because I'm going to raise the price over time. For $97 or
$197. Wow. Okay. And so your audience is going to find tremendous value in all the products and services that you're bringing to the table. And so they're going to want to get into your membership site. And then they're going to learn, once they're in your membership site, they're going to learn all about this certification course. And that's going to prompt them to say, oh, I want to get certified in this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Come to visit. This is Mercury. So forgive me if I'm moving around a little bit here.
Well, my question to you is, and hi, Mercury. My question to you is, How are you going to continuously bring clients into that course if it's a one-time certification? How do you keep those folks that basically decided they wanted to buy you, they wanted to know what you know, what then would keep them engaged with you?
So the course is going to be separate from the membership site, and inside the membership site, it's coaching. It's, and I'm going to probably have two tiers where one of them is going to have master classes and things like that. So I'm still working out some of the logistics and the details, but as my son has told me, this is the clearest funnel that you've created. So I'm getting better, and I'm still continuing to do the 5-day challenges periodically, which is
driving folks back to your products.
Which is driving folks back. I am not going to do any more free challenges. They're going to enter the challenge itself, they have to pay $47 if they want the extra VIP pieces. That'll be $97. So I am going to do those, and I'm going to also looking at doing these concentrated summits a couple times a year. So I have to figure out when the next one is. Like, I have a whole list of ideas.
But okay.
I tried one as we were moving from, like, in May, moving from the end of school year into the summer. And that one went okay, but I think I need to change the direction of it a little bit if I do it again. And then this one, we're going to see how it materializes. So yeah, we'll see how it goes. Here in the next couple of weeks, I will have a clue. The whole purpose is increase my email list and have an increase in sales, because I'm directly marketing this particular companion course inside the podcast.
Okay. I get it. You're right. This is very clear on where you're going. And you basically have explained the entire list. And the only thing that maybe our listeners don't know is, what exactly is your VPS? What is the promise that you're bringing to your audience to let them know what lane you're in?
So I absolutely hate it as a therapist when I have to pull kids out of the classroom and they're missing their educational content. I am looking for ways to help the therapist push into the classroom so that the kid is not losing their educational resource, but yet we are helping them be able to engage in learning so that they can become a better student and become career and college ready when they are through their 12 years.
Okay. So that lets our audience know where you are and what your products and services are. And you pretty much just explained your whole thing, everything from your VPS all the way through. We didn't hear your story, of course, and we don't know who it is that you're serving, but we know what your first base, your second base, your third base, which is your core offer, and then what your home run is, and then also how you're doing some advertising and pointing now back to those products and services. So that's a perfect example, Sherry. And yes, this funnel, it does seem very clear to you. Yes, I like it.
Thank you.
Yep, so I like it.
So I've created a video that it's not out there to the world quite yet. It's getting there. But I did a video, and I think with this video, I am going to do my first Facebook ad.
Okay. So you're going to pull the trigger on Facebook ads. Okay.
I just might do that.
All right. So now you see where she's going is, and I know Sherry personally, and I know that she's been casting her net a certain width here, trying to pick up some clients and putting her products and services out there. And by going on a Facebook ad, that's actually going to cast her net super, super wide, because now she's going to be putting it out there for the world to see, because there are folks all around that have not heard of Sherry yet.
And I'll be able to target much more directly the people that need to hear about my products.
Yes. Yes. And so you'll get a better response because you're niching down and talking to the actual folks that need that product and service. And so you'll get more of a return.
Yes. And I see my friend, I see that you can see the Mercury on my lap.
I can see Mercury. Yep. Yep. He's like, I'm just sitting here loving life.
Yes.
So one of the things
happening is, and you are asking me a little bit about what's going on in my life, because we haven't talked in a few weeks. I am leaving on Monday. I am going to Texas to speak all day at one event. I'm going along with Jonna Lee.
Okay.
We're driving up to Little Rock, Arkansas, and she and I are speaking 2 days at that event. And then we'll be coming home. I speak here locally in Pottstown. So the Danielle, who's in Philadelphia, there is an event at Montgomery County Community College called Healthy Bodies, Healthy Minds. It is a free, but you have to register ahead of time. It is through the Pottstown Foundation. And so I will be speaking at that event. And then I leave again right after that event, and I'm flying to Oakland, California. I am going to make it to the West, girl. I am making it to the West. And I'm going to be speaking at a rehab center, and all of this stuff went down since January. But the Oakland thing went down Monday.
So this is recent. So you're getting all these speaking gigs. So that's really going to cast your net out there on your products and services. So I can see this is starting to really take off for you. I love it. I love what you're doing. Yeah.
And while we're away, we have an appointment to talk to another school district about speaking at that one. So the only time we could schedule was while we were away. I was not about to try and do it today.
Nope, so I get it.
So I'm trying to get all the last pieces done for the summit so that Michael can have it all uploaded into our platform so that it'll be ready to go and I can start advertising it next week when I'm down in Texas.
Wow. You've been busy, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Been very busy.
So I'm going to take my video off and probably eat my breakfast because it's been a morning.
Yeah, you've had a busy morning. Well, thank you for sharing, Sherry. I love all of that information. So thank you for that. Linda, how about you? What is your core offer or the main place where you want all of your clients to land?
Well, first of all, it's like really hard to follow that. That was incredible. Sherry has it all going on right now. Wow. So I'm in a coffee shop with like 1990s rock playing loudly in the background.
We cannot hear it. Actually, we can only hear you. So your earbuds are doing a good job.
Well, thank goodness for that. But it's like, it's been hard to even think what I would say because of all the music. I don't know. I've been off the pipe a little bit here. That's a motorcycle industry phrase. Off the gas. For a little while, and figuring out how I want to re-engage and bring more attention. It's like I have the course, which is higher ticket. It's just under $2,000. And so I wouldn't call that, you know, the dependable bread and butter, you know, like what you had with people coming in routinely for their nails. I don't know what the bread and butter would be. I almost feel like that would have to be my affiliate marketing. You know, getting some things with recurring income, that would be more bread and butter, you know, stable, you know?
Okay. Well, and if you choose your affiliate links as your main thing that you're bringing to the world out there, then you would have to think, how can you bring folks in to test some of those affiliate links, and then how would you advertise to point folks back to those affiliate links? And so if that is what you're deciding that you want to use as your bread and butter, then that's how you would reverse engineer that, is if this is where I want everyone to land and to click through on these links, then how am I going to get them to come in and try something or work with me to where they say, oh, I want to get that same, whatever the product is. What are some of the products that you have affiliate links for? Because I love this idea, by the way.
Yeah, well, I mean, I love it. And I feel like it does give a good means of stability, but mm-hmm. it also doesn't fit very neatly into a value ladder with the course. So it's more like okay. separate lanes, as we've talked about with I Choose Abundance. Mm-hmm. It's cohesively under that umbrella, but it's not tied in a step-by-step fashion to the course. You know what I mean?
Which one do you feel you want to focus on at the moment? The course or the affiliate links? Which one is more of a passion for you?
Well, the course definitely brings life change to the people who take it and to their families down the line. So that is wonderful. The affiliate piece can bring life-changing income and lifestyle to the people that connect with me on that. So I can actually bring great value in both lanes. And the one is recurring and the other is, as you've said, you know, more like your one-on-one coaching where, you know, mm-hmm. you get someone, but somebody else says, well, I'm not ready for that right now. You know what I mean?
Right. It almost sounds like you would have to have maybe two different first base, second base to
yeah.
take them where you want them to go.
Yeah.
And so I get that. And my real estate one is kind of like that. It's a little different than my other lanes, just to kind of give you an idea of what happened there, is a lot of my real estate, they want to come in person and actually go through a house and look at the house and see the furnace and look in the crawl space, and they want hands on. And so I've had to add some things into that real estate lane that I don't have in the other lanes. The other lanes I can do, you know, free meetups like I'm doing this one for Build a Better Business. But in the real estate, we do have some in-person stuff where I have to show up and take folks on tours of houses and sit on panels and all of that sort of thing. So it sounds like with your two different lanes that you would have to maybe have some sort of a first base offer for each that might look totally different. And then your second base offer for each might look totally different. And then you would have to, on your website, find a way to show that, to display that, so that whichever lane the folks wanted to connect with you in, they would know which basically funnel to go down, which process they would need to follow.
Yeah.
And so if, again, you have to start with your third base, with what it is that is your bread and butter in each of those lanes, and then reverse engineer it back and say, if this is where I want them to land, what can I give them that doesn't cost as much that they can buy? And then where can I even go engineer back even further? What free thing can I offer them so that they can try me before they even buy that second base, so that they feel more comfortable then spending money on this third base? And yeah. So you reverse engineer that.
So it could be that my first base could be like YouTube videos, maybe.
Right. Mm-hmm. Because they would get to hear you and see you and they'd start to say, and I don't know about you, but I have some folks that I follow on YouTube. It's free and I love what they're doing, and I click the follow button, and every time they put a new video out there, I get a notification that they've published a new video, and I click through and watch it.
Yeah. And particularly with the website and funnel platform that you and I've talked about a little bit, and like each time I think of a cool feature or a how-to, you know, I can do a video, and it might be 3 minutes, it might be 15 minutes, but each one brings value So people are like, oh, I could totally do that. Or, oh, that's really cool. Or, man, I could do it for that cost with that platform instead of 97 or 297. And you probably know who I'm talking about there.
Yes, absolutely. And you know what? And I get that, because even now, everything, and I want to say this for everyone that's listening. If you're going to scale your business, whatever your business is, you have to have systems in place. You have to. You cannot manually handle every single piece of your business, every single client. You have to have some systems in place. And so with that said, I have several things that I'm doing. Number one, not only am I teaching real estate, but I also invest in real estate. So I have this portfolio of actual brick and mortar houses out there that I have to manage. And so I have a whole software program that I can manage those. I can collect the rent there. My tenants submit their maintenance requests there. My maintenance people can click in there to see what's on the list that needs attention. And so I don't have to physically handle every single piece of managing those rentals, because it's done in a software program. And then I run a guest house or bed and breakfast out of my home. And there's no way that I could keep track manually of reservations coming in and who's canceling and how many days they want and how many people are coming. All of that is done on a software program. And so what I hear you saying, Linda, and what is perfect, is that everyone needs some sort of a system to put in place. And if you're going to do any kind of digital or video or any type of 10Xing your business, oftentimes we go to YouTube to find out how to do that, you know, and if I find a program that I kind of like, the first thing I do is I go to YouTube and I look it up and go, how does this platform work? How does, if I'm going to put this in place as one of my systems, you know, how do I enter these houses into this platform? How do I get a maintenance request to work there? How does it work? And I want to see a how-to video where they just basically step by step show me how. Or I'm more of a show me kind of person. You can tell me in a book, but if I can see it, then we all learn different ways. But if I can see it, then I'm good. And so I love to see how these programs work. So I think you're onto something there with the YouTube videos on the how-to on some of your affiliate links, because I think folks will find you there. And then again, I'll just say one more thing for those that are listening. I take these free calls and I upload them into Vimeo. And then back in the day, Mark even said to me, my significant other, he said, well, what if your Vimeo crashes? Do you have a backup of all your videos? And I said, no, I probably should. So then I started putting them over on YouTube just as a backup. And just so you know, I get more hits on YouTube than I do any other platform. I get more views off of the YouTube channel because it is, gosh, don't quote me, but I think I read recently, it was like the number three search engine. Does that sound right? It's up there. And so folks will find you if you put some stuff out on YouTube. So Linda, do you have some videos already that you could post over there, or have you posted already?
Most of the videos that I've done so far have been on the shorter side with a limited message, you know, usually under a minute. And then sometimes I've broken them out into like 3 and 5 and 7 day series to make it a small bite. And I need to upload a bunch of those onto YouTube. And it's been remarkable to me that I did a series for the Legacy of Love Project, and the series was called Will Your Parents Leave You Holding the Bag? And the idea is, if your parents would pass away and have not gotten around to taking care of certain decisions and having a will and telling what they preferred for a funeral, memorial, those kind of things, they're literally leaving you holding the bag with you having to do it all. And it's advising adult children to start having some conversations and see if they could encourage their parents. And then, of course, in my course, two people could take the course for almost the same amount of investment. And that way, an adult child could take it with a parent and they could walk through that process together, or a couple could go through together to make their own plans. So, but what has been interesting is I keep getting notices from Facebook that I actually have several thousand views on the first video for that series. And it's been intriguing to me because, you know, there is no real SEO per se, but because I did it as a reel, they keep promoting it, you know?
Well, so, Sherry just posted that the YouTube shorts are being driven to the top.
On
the search engine. So So it's a great way. It's a great marketing tool. And I agree. And I think that's probably a great first base offer for you.
But I do definitely want to begin moving what I've created already and new creations to YouTube, because you're letting the SEO work for you night and day. For people who have a question or a problem, they're looking for an answer. And if you're up there with SEO as your, you know, as your backup, you know, people are going to find it, and then they're going to find you, and then they're going to consume more of your content, and on the good things that we talk about in all of your meetups, you know.
Can I add? Go ahead. There we go. So one of the other things that I just did is I actually created pocket casts for my podcast. So they're separate episodes, and you can put podcasts now on YouTube without having to worry about video content as well. So think about this, take your video content, your YouTube shorts, and put them into a podcast all on their own, and then you can get podcast listeners as well.
Yeah, I'm aware of that feature. It's pretty new, and I do want to do that. Thank you.
Yeah, it's great that you can repurpose this content. So when I do this free meetup, the first thing that I do is, of course, I record it on Zoom. And for all the listeners, that Zoom is a great platform to do this on. And then it automatically will give it back to me in audio only and audio video combo. And so the first thing I do is I take the audio video combo and upload that into my Vimeo, which is kind of a search engine, but that's where I like to put all of my stuff that I put into my academy. But then I also put it over on YouTube, and that's where I get a lot more listens. And then I take the audio only and I upload that into an actual podcast platform. And then my podcast platform shares it with 8 other podcasts. Sherry's on one that shares it with even more than 8. Mine shares with 8 automatically. Tell us how many different podcast platforms does yours share on?
I believe it's 18.
Yeah, see, mine's 8. Hers is 18. So the point is that that's content that is out there that you don't have to work real hard to get it out there. You know, you're doing it once, and then you're repurposing the content in several places so that tons of folks are being reached. And that, of course, is what you're after, is you have to spread your net a little wider if you're trying to market a particular product or service. And so
can I ask a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Which platform or method is Sherry using to reach 18?
Sherry?
Sorry. I was just filling my hands with things. I'm using Transistor FM.
Is there a cost for that?
Yes. Yes. You can do an annual and you can do a monthly. And if I remember correctly, it was around 20. Not quite sure if that was that I bought it annually or not, but my son is the genius behind all of that stuff. So I don't always know the costs.
Okay.
Right.
So, but that's where you put your podcast and it automatically goes out.
Yeah.
I'm going to share my screen again. And again, I'm going to go down to the bottom, let my website catch up here. And this is my podcast here. And if I click on it, it goes out to Audioboom. I'm using Audioboom just to show you what it looks like. And here is where it goes. Mine goes out automatically to Apple. It gives me the RSS feed where I can put that anywhere, that link. It goes out to Spotify, Amazon Music, CastBox, iHeart, Player FM, and Podcast Addict. So those are the ones that mine go out to automatically, as well as the Audioboom itself. And all I do, you'll notice that to get some branding, I use the same colors here. And this is all done for those of you that love Canva. Make a note of that. Canva is where you can do your graphics. I use all the same graphics here on my podcast that I use here in my school. And you'll see, if I scroll up, you can see here, all of these graphics are the same. Do you see that? And yeah. You can see whether, you know, see here, it's like a free meetup replay. And then you can just click on it and it's got the recording there. So when you do something on Zoom, like we're doing here today, you can actually repurpose all of that content, whether it's audio, video, or just the audio. So hopefully that will encourage everyone that's listening to have a podcast. It is, if you're gonna do the videos anyway, just repurpose it. And that's why you'll hear us say, sometimes when we're doing a course like this, we'll say, for those of you that are just listening, this is the website that we're looking at, because they're not seeing us. And they're not seeing the website, and that way they can pull up the website and follow along if they want to. So you do have to keep that in mind if you know that you're going to put it into an audio only recording. We haven't heard from Danielle. Danielle, do you want to put in the chat, what service or products is it that you're offering? What business do you have? What is it that you are bringing to the public? If you'd like to share, we would love to know more about what you're doing. And Sherry, just to let you guys know, my cup says, are you ready for this? It says Pittsburgh, my coffee cup.
Yay.
Yeah. So there you have it. Okay. Danielle is still in the brainstorming season. What are your interests? What are you thinking? Any idea? I mean, do you want to sell actual products like candles or something, or is it more information like courses, masterminds? She says she doesn't have anything in place yet. So I encourage you, Danielle, to make a list of everything that you're interested in, that you have some background in, or that, you know, that even just something that's fun that you like to do. But just list everything that you can think of, and then see what the common thread is that runs through a lot of those.
Kathy, can I add something?
Sure.
Danielle, since you are in Pennsylvania, and you, anybody who's listening, reach out in your state. But since you're in Pennsylvania, I want you to reach out to Penn State University, because every branch of the university has what they call a launch box, LAUNCH, not lunch, but launch. And the launch box is really helps you with startup. So they can help you problem solve what your idea might be. They have some quizzes and things that you can go through. So, and what's really nice is it's free. So it's free to start up. If you are an alum of some universities, check them out. Alvernia also has a program. And so they are also having an office in Philadelphia. So if you're an alum of Alvernia, they have one as well. But many of the universities have these incubators where they are helping startups and entrepreneurs get started in business. So I want to throw that out there as a thought to help you process.
Yeah. Sherry, thanks for that. Yes. Yes. Check that out. And again, have an idea of all the things that you're interested in, and then decide from there. And oftentimes what we discover, and I don't know about Linda or Sherry, but what I've discovered is that oftentimes I am trying to help an earlier version of myself. It's information that I wish I would have had that I had to dig out. And now I can put it all together in a package and hand it to someone that's looking for the same information. So oftentimes I'm talking to an earlier version of me. And I know, Linda put together her Legacy of Love project because of some background in her world. And I know Sherry's got all of her products and services because of her backstory. And so Danielle, sometimes you're actually working with an earlier version of yourself, stuff that you wish you would have known. And now that you do know it, you want to help and share it to other folks that are searching for the same stuff. So hopefully that'll help. And definitely, Sherry, thank you for your recommendations there as well. So and Danielle, I will mention one more thing. If you want to go to kathybinner.com, and for any of our other listeners, there is a free call there. If you want to just click through, you can have a free coffee chat with me and we can talk about maybe some of the things that you might have in mind. So any big aha moments today? I think for me, it's just to reaffirm that I need to really drill down on my third base offer, that bread and butter, and I need to market that even more. Sherry, what is your aha for today?
That I really need to connect my transistor to YouTube. I know that there's a way to do it, but I need to get my podcast on YouTube as well.
That's a great idea. That's a great idea. Linda, how about you? Any aha moments for you today?
I would say get on putting my existing videos on YouTube with the keywords needed and begin recording some of the videos that I have in mind.
Perfect, perfect. And don't forget, on YouTube, you can create channels. So as you're creating videos in your different lanes, you can actually divide on the same YouTube platform. You can divide them into two different channels.
Yeah. Yeah. Playlists. And actually,
yes, playlists.
Right. And really selecting something and putting it on the podcast is in the same place as you do playlists. It's just okay. Checking a box and it gets categorized as your podcast. So
all right.
Super easy.
There you go, Sherry. Good to know. So I'm going to check that out as well. Danielle, any aha moments for you today before we go? Make a list of everything she is interested in, and she's going to check out the local universities. Perfect, perfect, perfect. And connect with me if you'd like to, Danielle. I invite you to do that. So with that, I think we're going to go. We're at the top of the hour. This has been a great call today. And so happy selling, everyone. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye-bye.
See ya.